is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to have a deeper understanding of God's delay in answering you. When God delays in answering your prayer, you may first tell yourself all the things you think you should say, such as, it's not God's timing, or everything will work out in the end. You make a concerted effort to keep your heart and mind in the right place, but just percolating beneath the surface are those other thoughts roaming your mind. Maybe God is disappointed in me. Maybe he wants to see me change before he answers this prayer. Over time, your faith wanes, and you slowly adopt the belief that the prayer you had longed for will not happen, so it's time to move on. I wonder if similar thoughts crossed Mary and Martha's mind when they called for Jesus and he didn't come and their brother Lazarus died. The scriptures teach us that Jesus' delay was intentional. He was intent on them evolving spiritually so they could see him in a new light. When Lazarus was ill, they saw him as healer. But once he restored his life, they would now see him as the life and the resurrection. When you're waiting on God to answer, all sorts of thoughts can cross your mind. The next time that happens to you, see it as your opportunity to evolve spiritually and expect to see God in a new light. And as you think about that, remember these words. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. 1 Corinthians 13:11. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, embrace his delay.